With a look at Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news, I'm Dion Anglin. Jurors continue deliberating today in the murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. He denies killing and abducting a 2-year-old child on Cayman Brac in 2022. After 2 hours of deliberations on Tuesday, the jury on Wednesday asked the judge to clarify what presence meant in her directions. The judge explained that under Section 18 of the Penal Code, a person may be guilty of murder even if they did not physically kill the victim, provided they aided or enabled the offense. The Crown's case is circumstantial and excludes the mother, a family member, and any unknown third party. The jury resumes deliberations this morning. If visitors recovering after sustaining a non-life-threatening injury while swimming off Governor's Beach on Wednesday, emergency crews were called to the scene and transported the woman to hospital for treatment. Marine specialists say the injury appears consistent with an accidental encounter with a predatory fish, possibly a barracuda or shark, during a feeding event. Authorities stress that incidents of this nature are extremely rare in the Cayman Islands, but they are reminding beachgoers to stay aware of their surroundings and respect local marine life. Officials and Radio Cayman extend well wishes to the visitor for a full and speedy recovery. In other local news, Cayman's light heavyweight professional Jaden Eccleston is back in the ring this weekend, his first fight since breaking his hand late last year. He heads to Santa Marta, Colombia on Saturday, August 15th to face Jose Diaz Granados as he looks for his fifth professional victory. Eccleston says the time away has been long, but he's ready to restart his momentum.
It's my first fight back since I had my broken finger. You know, it's been a long time off. The break was good, but I'm ready to get back in the ring. I had a good momentum and then, you know, my hand popped and yeah, we're getting back. So hopefully this weekend we start back the streak, you know, get it live again. Well, we have to start a new streak, but yeah, I'm ready for this fight.
Eccleston said he's focused on starting a new winning streak as he returns to competition. And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Israeli military has reportedly told about a dozen Palestinian households to leave their properties in a village in the occupied West Bank, where Israeli settlers have besieged two Palestinian families in their homes since Sunday. The army said it was acting to protect residents in Kusra and that it had demolished two illegal settler outposts. UN figures show the number of civilians killed in Ukraine in July rose to the highest level since the first months of the Russian invasion. President Zelensky said he's spending every day trying to secure more interceptor missiles. The Japanese Prime Minister has criticised President Putin's trip to the disputed Kuril Islands chain in the Pacific, calling it unacceptable. The islands have been under Russian control since the end of the Second World War. Japan has also summoned the Russian ambassador. Parts of Europe are experiencing the fifth heatwave of the year, with more than 135 million people set to experience temperatures over 35 Celsius. France, Italy, Spain and Britain are likely to see the highest temperatures. Romania has been forced to completely shut down its only nuclear power station because of extremely low water levels on the River Danube due to drought. The Cernavoda plant uses water from the river for cooling. The airline Air India has announced it will start mandatory drug testing for all pilots after one of its planes suddenly lost about 90 metres in height during a flight. The pilot later tested positive for marijuana. Japan's rugby coach has revealed he lets his players watch videos of geese to prepare them for this weekend's second test against Australia. He says he wants his team to learn from the way the birds follow their leader in formation, comparing the lead goose to a ball carrier and the others to supporting players. BBC News.
That's it for Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.